就因为当我们唱这样一个荣耀教会的诗歌，我不晓得你们有没有尝到那喜乐的滋味。
Brothers and sisters, when we sing this song, A Glorious Church, I don't know if you tasted the joy.
求主早上再开启我们，让我们真是更多的来认识这个荣耀的教会。
This morning, may the Lord open our eyes so we can know this glorious church.
好像我们下次再唱的时候是不一样的感觉。
So next time when we sing this song, we have a different feeling.
好，我们先读两处的经文。
First of all,
在新约以弗所书。
Let's read two scriptures in Book of Ephesians.
我们先读以弗所书第三章。
The Book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
我们要读二十、二十一两节。
verse 20 and 21。
以弗所书第三章第二十节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
请弟兄姐妹特别注意，在二十节一开头，中文圣经说到神能。
Let's pay attention to the verse 20 in Chinese. It says, God is able.
弟兄姐妹，这荣耀的教会是神他自己的工作。
Brothers and sisters, the glorious church is the work of God Himself.
所以刚刚薛立中也一再的提醒我们，这神他一定要得着一个荣耀的教会归给他自己。
So our brothers has reminded us again over and over, God want to gain this glorious church for Himself.
好，第二处在第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章，我们从二十五节读到二十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 25-27。
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Husbands, love your wives.Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
对，请我们弟兄姐妹特别注意，在第二十六、二十七那边讲到，是基督要用水借的道来把教会洗净。成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会。
Let's pay attention to verse 26 and 27. Christ will sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church.
就你们，这是我们今早就可以尝到这喜乐的原因。
Brothers and sisters, that is the reason why we can taste this joy this morning.
因为我们的主神他要亲自的来成就这件事。
Because the Lord God, will accomplish this by himself.
他要在我们这些蒙他宝血所救赎的人当中来成就那荣耀的教会是归给他自己的。
He will accomplish this, glorious church for himself among the people that he saved by his precious blood.
好，早晨看到有一些弟兄姐妹也是从外归来。
This morning we see that some brothers and sisters that came from outside.
对，特别德林姐妹也能够在我们中间。
And our sister Adeline.
让我们感谢主，为着每一次能够在主里相聚的时间，我们都感谢主。
We thank the Lord for every opportunity of gathering together in the Lord.
我们一家也刚从西海岸基督徒追求聚会回来。
We just came back from WCCC.
对，今年这西海岸追求聚会格外充满了神的恩典。
This year the WCCC was full of God's grace.
神不仅让我们看见那年长弟兄们他们服事的那个见证。
Not only had God let us see the testimony of our elder brothers,
也借着他们释放了宝贵的信息
And also he released precious messages through them.
今年特会的负担呢是关于神的荣耀。
The burden of this conference was the glory of God.
如果弟兄姐妹还没有机会听的话，鼓励你们上网，能够一篇一篇好好的听。
I encourage you to listen to the messages.
大会第一堂信息是 Dana 弟兄，他借着他的分享来为整个大会十一堂信息奠定一个根基。
The first message of the conference was by Brother Dana, and he was by Brother Dana.
Yes. 他借着启示录使徒约翰所看见那荣耀的教会作为一个背景。
So by in the book of Revelation, he let us see the background of the glorious church.
就是当使徒约翰他因着被放逐在巴摩的海岛。
When the Apostle John was exiled to the island Patmos.
他不再能与圣徒们一同敬拜赞美神，彼此有交通。
He no longer can have any fellowship or praise God with the saints.
当他想到他曾经服侍的教会也渐渐的离开了主的心意。
When he thought that the church that he used to serve before had left God's will.
我们可想他心里面难免会感到灰心丧志。
So we can imagine that he was dismayed.
那就在这样的一个时候，神让他看见那幔子后面那个荣耀的教会的异象。
So at this time God revealed the vision of the glorious church behind the veil.
叫约翰因着看见这荣耀教会的异象，他得以被坚固。
So, John was strengthened by the vision of the glorious church.
并且他可以来劝勉，来坚固其他教会的弟兄姐妹们。
So he can encourage and strengthen other brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，今天当我们环视我们这个在地上的教会的光景。
So, brothers and sisters, when we consider the situations of the churches on this earth,
或是我们想想我们自己属灵的情形，还有周围弟兄姐妹们属灵的情形。
Or when we consider the our own spiritual situations or our brothers and sisters,
我们也可能要感到灰心丧志。
We may be discouraged.
所以我们何等需要求主来开启我们里面的眼睛。
So we may the Lord open our inner eyes.
叫我们能够看见在幔子背后那神已经成就的荣耀的教会。
So we can see the glorious church behind the veil that God had already accomplished.
我们就能够刚强壮胆，并且忠心到底。
So we can be courageous and faithful to the end.
叫我们能够与耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐一同有份。
So we can be the partakers of in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这些话语希望我们不要因为好像常常听到我们都习以为常。
Let us not take these words as granted because we hear this very often.
弟兄姐妹，因为主怀的日子实在是非常近了。
Because the coming of our Lord is at hand.
所以神一再的把非常要紧的信息来告诉我们。
So God had released the very important messages to us.
我们若不来郑重我们所听见的道。
If we do not take the messages serious,
我们会要遭受一些损失的。
We will suffer loss.
在上周三西安特会开始的那天早上。
And last Wednesday, the day when WCCC starts.
因为这次我们提前几天去帮我二女儿搬家，从旧金山搬到硅谷。
I was helping my second daughter move from Los Angeles to
San Francisco.
From San Francisco to
Sunnyvale.
Sunnyvale.
对，所以呢，我们就到一个她新租的公寓，我们都很陌生，她也很陌生。
So we got there, the new apartment we were we that was we were strangers there.
Strangers. 可到礼拜三，我们准备要开车，准备要打包开车去特会的时候。
So on Wednesday, when we were about to depart to the conference,
我突然发现我们车子不见了。
Oh, all of a sudden, I found my car was missing.
那我们也没有违规停车。
We follow the rule.
后来才知道。
So afterwards,
因为在每一家公寓的门口啊，贴了一张纸条。
In front of every apartment, there is a notice.
虽然我们进进出出搬东西啊，进进出这么多人进进出出好多趟。
So we go in and out, and so many people go in and out.
可却没有一个人去留意看那个纸上面写什么。
Not even one of us paid attention to the notice.
那个我姐妹说，就连我们最小的女儿，她平常最喜欢注意事情的，她也没有去看。
Our youngest daughter, she was very detailed, but she did not even pay attention.
那纸条上面写什么呢？
What did the notice say?
就是说礼拜三早上七点到晚上七点，他们要铺柏油，公寓要铺柏油啊，所以他把所有的车都要清干净。
So in the Wednesday morning, they have some construction work on the road, so they have to clear up the road.
对，然后呢，很不幸的，因为刚好我们车子又停错位置。
Unfortunately, our car was there.
所以他们也找不到我们。
So and they could not find us.
所以车子就被拖走了。
So our car was.
这件事情我在主面前就思想。
Meditated this thing before the Lord.
姐妹，我们轻忽了重要的信息。
We neglected this important message.
它就会带来不便的。
And we will suffer loss.
还好感谢主，还有恩典。
Thank the Lord. The Lord is gracious.
我们很快就把车拿回来。
And we got our car quickly.
所以我早晨愿意鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
So this morning I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们已经到了末了世代的最末了。
We are at the end time.
我们知道神借着各样的聚会，一而再、再而三的来警戒我们。
We know God has warned us via lot of meetings.
我们若不留意神向我们所发出的信息，
If we do not pay attention to God's message,
有一天我们会懊悔不已。
One day we will regret.
随便早晨主来用他的话来激励我们。
This morning may God encourage us by His word.
叫我们能够看见神心意中那个荣耀的教会。
So we can see the glorious church in His will.
好叫我们能够成为为神荣耀而活的一般人。
So we can live our life to glorify God.
那什么是荣耀的教会呢？
So what is a glorious church?
我想我们来读一处在圣经在以弗所书第三章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 3.
我们能够来看神他心意中他荣耀教会的那个意念。
Let's see the intent of God's of the glorious church.
第三章第十节到第十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 10 to 11.
这边讲到为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神是随己意行作万事的神。
Our God works out all things according to His will.
神若定义，他自己就能够成就他所定义的。
If He wills, He will accomplish what He wills.
可这里神的话却让我们看见。
But here, God's word tells us.
说神为要借着教会。
God by church.
我们看见神拣选教会作为他成就他旨意的器皿。
So he chose the church to accomplish his will as a vessel.
这是神极大的怜悯。
This is God's great mercy.
我们这些人算得什么？
Who we are.
神竟然要借着教会要使那天上执政的掌权的得知神百般的智慧。
God wanted, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
我们知道这边讲到天上执政的掌权的就是指着天使们，就是神所造的天使们。
Here the principalities and powers in the heavenly places talks about the angels in the heavenly places.
弟兄姐妹，你要想到在我们每天生活当中，
Think about in our daily lives.
我们的一言一行，
Our every deed and the word in of
一举一动
and every deed
都有人在看的。
Someone's watching.
不仅神 都知道。
Not only God knows all.
我们知道天使怎么样，也都在看。
We know the angels are watching.
当保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候，他就这么说。
When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth,
他说我们成了一台戏。
We are as play. Spectacle.
Play,
we are a play.
就是天使呢，他留心看我们这些在基督里面被赎的人。
So, angel was watching those who were redeemed in Christ.
天使们非常好奇呀。
The angels were curious.
神在我们这样的人身上啊，到底要做什么呢
？What God want to accomplish in us?
感谢神，神就这样子拣选了教会。
Thank God he chose the church.
成为成就神旨意的器皿。
As the vessel that accomplished God's will.
到有一天神要借着他所做成一个荣耀的教会。
So until that day, God will accomplish a glorious church.
要叫神的荣耀在所有受造之物当中得着敬拜，得着称颂。
So God's glory will be so praise to God's glory among all the creatures.
兄姐妹，我相信在当国中里面应该都非常熟悉教会的意义。
I know our brothers and sisters know very well the meaning of church.
但不知道有没有因为刚信主的弟兄姐妹还没有上基要真理课，可能还不太清楚。
New believers may not know because they were not taught of this truth.
教会并不是这个教堂的建筑物。
The church is not a building.
教会也不是一般有一般志同道合的人在地上的聚集。
A church is not simply a gathering of a group of people.
教会这个希腊原文字的意思乃是一般被神所呼召出来的人。
In the original Greek, it means the called out people.
所以我们看见这是神拣选人的心意。
So we see that's the will of God's chosen.
神把我们从世界里面分别出来。
So God separated us from the world.
神把我们从撒旦的国度里面拯救出来。
So God saved us from the kingdom of Satan.
我们是被神分别出来的一般人。
We were a separated people.
神将他的灵赐给我们。
God bestowed his spirit to us.
要在我们个人里面，也在我们众人中间来成就这样一个荣耀的教会。
In each one of us individually and also in the congregation to accomplish the glorious church.
因为神要借着教会，要使所有受造的知道他百般的智慧。
So by church, God wanted to make known the manifold wisdom of God.
而荣耀教会也是那充满万有者所充满的。
And a glorious church is also the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
这里说出荣耀教会另一个性质。
It talks about another character of the glorious church.
就是说，教会本身啊，其实并没有荣耀。
So, the church himself does not have glory.
对，教会之所以能够彰显荣耀
，The reason why the church can manifest the glory
是因为它被教会被神的荣耀所充满。
Because it was filled by God's glory.
当神的本性借着教会显明出来的时候
，When the nature of God was manifested through church,
那个就是荣耀。
That is glory.
所以我们看见今天神不仅要使用教会
，So we see not only does God want to use the church.
神要借着教会来彰显他那个丰满的荣耀。
He wanted to manifest his stuff, the full glory by through church.
然后我们看见荣耀教会也是那将来的新耶路撒冷。
We also know that a glorious church is the New Jerusalem.
也就是说，荣耀教会是新耶路撒冷的一部分。
The glorious church is part of the New Jerusalem.
因为在那新耶路撒冷城有十二个使徒的根基。
We know that in the New Jerusalem there are 12 foundations of the apostles.
对。我们看见那就是神最终的心意。
We know that the ultimate will of God.
所以我们看见神今天要在他在荣耀教会中的工作。
So the work in the glorious church.
一直把我们这些蒙救赎的人一直带到那新耶路撒冷的荣耀里。
He wanted to lead us all the way into the glory of the New Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，我们若稍微神开启，让我们看见这样一个荣耀的盼望。
So when God opened our inner eyes, so we can see this glorious church.
我们今天在地上会要是如何生活呢？
How do we live our lives on the earth?
我们难道还跟世人一样，就是吃吃喝喝玩就算了吗？
Just like the people in the world, just eat and drink, that's it.
愿主常常的提醒我们。
May God remind us always.
让我们看见他在我们身上那个救主的指望，救赎的指望。
So we can see the hope of this salvation.
对，看到有一天神要把我们都带到那个荣耀里。
So one day God will lead all of us into the glory.
而神拣选这荣耀教会，他有一个意义呢，乃是为了要叫他的仇敌啊蒙羞。
Another purpose that God has chosen the church is to ashame the enemies.
我们一同读一句的诗篇，在诗篇第八篇。
Let's read Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇第五节，我们从第四节读好了。我们读第四、第五两节。
Psalm 8, verse 4 to 5.
便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor.
对，所以我们知道嘉宾兄在西安特会当中已经多次告诉我们，就是神第一次的创造和神第二次恢复的创造。
Our brother had told us the first creation and the second recovery.
对，因为在第一次的创造当中并没有包括人。
In the first creation, man was not included.
在第一次神创造当中，那天使已经是最尊贵、最荣耀的。
In the first creation, the angel was the most glorious, with the and honorable.
可正是因着神所造的天使，他们背叛了神。
Because the angels was rebellious.
对，所以就使这个地呢成为空虚混沌、渊灭黑暗。
So the whole world was dark.
所以神呢就在创世纪第一章里面给我们看见他有一次恢复的创造。
So in Genesis chapter 1 we see the second recovery.
在神他恢复的创造里面最重要的那个核心就是神所造的人。
The core of the recovery is man.
因为我们知道人是神把万物都造好以后，然后呢才造了人，让人所需要的一切呢都已经预备好了。
So after God had created all things, he created man. Everything was prepared for man.
那神的心意是什么呢？
So what's God's will?
神要借着比天使微小一点的人。
He wanted to, through a man who is a little lower than the angels.
才叫他的仇敌羞愧。
Ashamed the enemy.
所以年长弟兄常常这么说。
Our elder brother oftentimes.
今天如果神要毁灭撒旦是非常容易的事。
So if God wanted to destroy Satan, that is easy.
神可以用一口气。
He can just use his breath.
当然，神可以用他的指头。
His finger.
所以神可以轻而易举的毁灭了撒旦。
God can destroy Satan easily.
但我们看见在这里，这是神的智慧和神的荣耀。
But here we see this is the wisdom and glory of God.
神要借着比天使微小一点的人，来叫他的仇敌闭口无言。
He through the man who is a little lower than the angels to shame the enemy and shut the enemy.
当然我们知道在起初始祖亚当夏娃受造之后。
In the beginning, after the creation of Adam and Eve.
在这场属灵征战当中他们失败了。
In this spiritual war, they failed.
然后我们看见神乃在 创立世界以前就已经预备了基督的救赎。
Before the foundation of the world, God has prepared the salvation of Christ.
直到日期满足的时候，他就派遣他的儿子来到世上。
Until the dispensation of time, he sent his son into the world.
所以我们看见在神的这个恢复的工作里面。
We see it in this work of recovery.
简单的说就是两个人。
Simply say, two men.
一个就是亚当。
One is Adam.
一个就是末后的亚当，也就是基督。
The other is the last Adam, which is Christ.
所以神怎么解决人悖逆的问题呢？
So how does God solve this, this falling problem?
就是把我们这些所有信主的人。
So he gathered all those who believed.
他把我们摆在一个新的地位上。
In the new position.
就是在基督里。
In Christ.
那我们看见神的旨意就能够在基督里面得到完全的成就。
So we know that in Christ God's will is fully accomplished.
所以我们看见这是荣耀教会的一个目的。
So this is the purpose of the glorious church.
另外一个原因呢，乃是要叫神的荣耀首先在我们这些在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Another reason is that we who first trust in Christ.Should be to the praise of His glory.
我们可以看一下在以弗所书第一章第十二节。
Let's read the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 12.
对，就是讲到叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory.
弟兄姐妹。你知道吗？我们是那首先在基督里有盼望的人。
Do you know that we are the ones who first trusted in Christ?
什么盼望呢？
What is that hope?
就神要把他的荣耀借着我们彰显出来。
God wanted to manifest His glory through us.
叫不认识主的人，叫悖逆主的人看见。神的荣耀从我们身上彰显出来，他们称赞我们的神。
So those they are rebellious can praise the glory of God through us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们从主领受那个见证的托付。
So that is the what we have that was
the entrustment.
So that is our entrustment.
今天我们能够在我们生活当中叫神的荣耀。在我们身上得着称赞吗
？So, they can the glory of God be praised among us today?
弟兄姐妹，能不能？我们可能觉得还不完全能。
We probably think it may God's glory may not be fully praised in His church.
这是一个原因，主还不能回来。
That is why one of the reasons why the Lord has not come back yet.
因为主的话告诉我们，主啊，当那教会像那装备整齐的新妇预备迎接新郎的时候，主就来了。
When the church as a bride that prepared herself was waiting for the bridegroom, and our Lord is coming back.
弟兄姐妹，今天神还恩待我们，怜悯我们。
The Lord is gracious to us today.
神还给我们有每一天的机会。
We still have opportunities.
让我们能够让神在我们身上来完成他的工作。
So God can accomplish His work in us.
但是必须要从一个起点开始。
But there is a starting point.
就是我们要看见那个荣耀的教会。
We have to see the glorious church.
而我们就是那荣耀教会的一部分。
And we are part of the glorious church.
当我们看见我们将来的结局。
When we see the ending.
都姐妹，我们心里面才会被主来激励。
So that we can be encouraged by the Lord.
我们才不会在地上浑浑沌沌、随随便便过日子。
So we do not live our lives as we want.
对，这次在西安特会当中啊，我们啊有一些弟兄们接受大会的安排，做分组的组长，就像我们夏令会之后信息完讨论的分组。
So in the WCCC, we have a group leaders, just as in a summer conference, in the afternoon we have workshops.
那我们组长都在同一组，然后组员呢，就从世界各面四面八方一来这边，他是应该是随机的吧。
The leaders are the same, but the group members are random.
就差不多在三天的分组交通里面，我差不多有机会听到 啊，总共带了六十位左右的从各处来的弟兄姐妹们他们的分享。
So throughout the 3 days, I had opportunity to hear the fellowship from approximately 60 brothers and sisters from different places.
我心里面非常感恩，他们虽然也都蒙恩有几年，甚至于是更久的时间。
I thank God, although they were saved a few years.
但是呢，从前好像不知道为什么，好像这个荣耀的教会呢，就好像没有跟他们发生关联。
So before, we don't know why it seems like the glorious church have nothing to do with them.
而在今年特会当中，借着年长弟兄们释放的信息，他们都感受到说，原来我们就是这荣耀教会的一部分。
So by the messages in this conference, they know, they feel that we are part of the glorious church.
所以好些年轻的弟兄姐妹们，他们就感觉到一个急迫，回去以后，他们的生活应该是不一样的。
So many young brothers and sisters, they felt the urge that when they come back, their life should be different.
他们每天的生活应当是一个要活出主荣耀的一个生活。
Their daily lives should be the lives that glorify God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们今天早晨一同来思想荣耀教会的时候
，So this morning when we meditate the glorious church,
我心里面有一个祷告。
I have a prayer in my heart.
我深深的盼望我们弟兄姐妹今天聚完会回去之后。
I hope that brothers and sisters, when you go back today after the meeting,
主也能够让你看见你是那个荣耀教会里面的一部分。
God revealed that to you that you are the part of the glorious church.
你的蒙恩得救就是为了彰显神的荣耀。
Your salvation is to manifest the glory of God.
特别盼望我们在这末了的时候，我们真是能够有这样一个警醒的心。
I hope that the end time we have this heart of warning.
当然有一个年轻的弟兄，二十多岁。
There was a young brother in his 20s.
他也很诚实啊，他就跟我们分享。
He was honest. We had fellowship with him.
他说有些弟兄姐妹年纪比较大了。
Some brothers and sisters they were old.
你们已经享受过这世界的一切。
You have enjoyed all the pleasures of the world.
所以你们比较容易就不要爱世界。
So easily for you to say that I do not love the world.
可以专心的爱主。
So love the Lord only.
他说我们现在才刚起点啊，刚起头。
So we have just started.
好不容易辛苦念完学业要毕业准备要赚钱。
After all that, we finished school and we're about to start working and earn and make living.
那你现在说要好好的为神的荣耀而活。
Now you telling me to live for the glory of God.
他就觉得心里面挺为难的。
He was troubled.
弟兄姐妹，你们会感到为难吗？
What do you think? Are you troubled?
特别年轻的弟兄姐妹们
，especially those young brothers.
你们会感觉到你们才刚要起头。
You think you have just started.
现在好像整个方向要整个掉头。
And you have to turn around.
然后这时候呢，另外一个姐妹呢就分享他们最近教会发生的一件事情。
And another sister shared a testimony in her church.
并不是年轻人啊，就有好像很长的人生啊，在他前面。
Not only that the young people think they have a long life to live.
好像我们教会最近有一位16岁的小弟兄。
We have a young brother who is 16.
那在一天之内就被主接走。
He came to the Lord one day.
Yeah, 所以我们看见今天我们在地上的日子，我们连明日如何我们都不知道。
So we know that on this earth, we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意抓住今天的机会吗
？Do you want to take this opportunity today?
好好的来为主而活。
To live for the Lord.
让主的荣耀能够在我们这些首先被属的人身上得着称赞。
So through we who first trusted in Christ, be to the praise of His glory.
因为我们看见这荣耀教会最终它乃是要带进那从神那里。降下的新耶路撒冷。
And we know that this glorious church will be led to the New Jerusalem.
我们看一下启示录二十一章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
好，我们从第一节读到第三节好了。
Let's read from verse 1-3.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装备整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。谁啊？读到这里。
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
弟兄姐妹，这段圣经给我们看见神他最终的那个心意。
So in these scriptures, we see the ultimate will of God.
就他要与人同住。
God will dwell with man.
在旧约的时候，神借着会幕来与人同住。
In the Old Testament, God dwelled with man by the tabernacle.
而这个会幕呢，必须要照着神在山上所指示的样式和标准。
This tabernacle should be built by the pattern which was given on the mountain.
对，今年我们夏令会，孙弟兄已经把这方面跟我们分享详细的内容。
So our brother Sun had already shared this message in the summer conference this year.
后来当所罗门王他为神建好圣殿的时候
After King Solomon had built the temple for the God, for the Lord,
无论是圣殿的样式到所使用的器皿都是照着神所指示的。
From the pattern and the vessels, it were all by God's instruction.
对。所以我们就看见神的荣耀就充满在他的百姓中间。
So we can see that the glory of God was filled among his people.
当然我们知道那都是暂时的，那个都是外面的。
But we know those are temporary, those are just outwardly.
到了主耶稣来到地上的时候
After our Lord has come to the earth,
约翰福音告诉我们，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
The Gospel of John told us full of grace and truth.
我们的主乃是支搭帐幕在人间的那一位。
Our Lord is the tabernacle dwelling among.
就是神完全的荣耀能够借着我们的主耶稣来向人来显明。
That is to say, God's glory through our Lord Jesus was manifest to us.
到了我们知道，到了五旬节的时候。
We know that until on the day of the Pentecost.
对，神就借着圣灵，借着耶稣基督所成就十字架的救恩，借着圣灵得着了基督的身体。
And God gained the body of Christ by the Spirit.
所以我们看见今天荣耀的神是如何与人同住呢
？So today, we see how does God dwell among a man?
乃是借着教会。
By church.
所以今天世上的人，当他们来到神的教会里的时候
，So today, when the people in the world when they come to the church,
一个正常教会的光景应该是他们会看见在你们中间真的有神。与你们同在。
The normal situation is when they come to the church, they see the God that God is among us.
弟兄姐妹，今天人来到我们中间的时候
，today when people come to us,
人能够俯伏敬拜说神真是在你们中间吗
？Can they kneel down and worship that God is among you?
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是离神荣耀心意还有一段路。
Brothers and sisters, We still have a long way to go before God's will.
所以我们实在是没有时间，没有时间再浪费。
We do not have time to waste.
我们何等盼望每一次我们的聚集。
We hope that every gathering
都满有主的同在。
Is full of God's presence.
福音朋友们来到我们中间。
So the gospel friend when they come to us,
他可能福音都还没听清楚。
Maybe they have not heard they do not understand the gospel.
他就可以跟我们说，你们中间真的有神。
They can say that God is indeed among you.
弟兄姐妹，这是圣灵在我们中间 的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见到了这当这个荣耀教会最后显明的时候。
When we see that, the manifestation of the glorious church.
我们看见神在旧约和新约，他所有的工作都成就在新耶路撒冷圣城。
We see that all God's work was accomplished in the New Jerusalem from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
因为新耶路撒冷的十二个门有以色列十二支派的名字。
Because in the New Jerusalem there are 12 gates on which there are the name of the 12 tribes of Israel.
而这圣城的十二根基上面有十二使徒的名字。
So in the holy city, the 12 foundations on which there are the name of the 12 disciples.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们将来那个荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
那我们接下来要看一下，将来到了那个新天新地，到了勇士里面哈，那神心意完全得到成就的时候，会是怎么样的一个光景
？Let's see, in the new heaven and new earth, we see how does it look like when God's will was accomplished.
但是我们要先回到那个荣耀教会的起头开始来看。
Let's go back to the beginning of the glorious church.
从使徒行传第一章里面给我们看见，那初期教会是一个荣耀的教会。
In Acts chapter 1, we see that church was a glorious church.
因为我们看见在那里，当有两三个人聚集。
We see that whenever there was two or three people gathered together.
比方说有一次就是彼得和约翰两个人。
For example, one time only Peter and John.
当他们为着复活的基督做见证的时候。
When they were testified the resurrected Jesus.
怎么样？我们看见神亲自与他们一同做见证。
We see that God Himself was with them.
就三千个人信主。
And 3,000 people were saved.
那我们知道，这荣耀的教会继续的在神的手中被主来制作，也被神来使用。
We see that this glorious church was used by God continuously.
所以我们看见后来又有5,000人信主。
And afterward, we saw 5,000 people were saved.
当然，我们看见回顾这过去2,000多年的教会历史。
We look back at those 2,000 years of the church history.
我们看见那信主的人，也就是在这荣耀教会里面的人，不断的加增。
We see that the people who are saved is increasing.
所以教会历史呢，就是这个荣耀教会一个成长的过程。
So the history of the church is the process of the growth of the glorious church.
对，荣耀教会要达到神的心意，它要必须要有两方面的长成。
In order to accomplish God's will, this glorious church must have two aspects of growth.
就是量和质。
Quality and quantity.
在量呢，就在罗马书十一章那边告诉我们说，就是外邦人得救的数目添满的时候。
In Romans chapter 11, it tells us the quantity. That means when the fullness of the Gentiles.
所以虽然没有一个人，也应该没有一个人敢说，到底这个外邦人的数目是多少才是天满。
No one knows what is the number of the fullness of the Gentiles.
但是我们看见过去这几世纪这福音的广传，我们实在是看见那外邦人的得救的数目实在是非常非常多。
Throughout the past centuries, we see that many Gentiles were saved.
这荣耀教会要达到神的心意，还有另一方面的条件。
Another aspect of the growth.
就是在质的方面。
Is a quality.
也就是这个教会要成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
The church should become holy without blemish.
弟兄姐妹，许多时候我们觉得这实在是今天我们还单言主还不能回来的一个更主要的原因。
This is one of the reasons that God has not come back.
因为今天教会还没有预备好。
Because the church has not is not prepared yet.
弟兄姐妹，何等盼望主能够再将那起初的爱充满在我们心里。
We hope that God filled us with the first love.
只要因着那起初的爱在我们心里，我们能够像那贞洁的童女来等候主的回来。
So because of the first love, we can wait for the Lord's coming back as those virgins.
姐妹，我们看见今天这是神为什么还在时间里面，还在我们这些蒙恩的人身上继续的工作。
So that's why the Lord is still working on us.
神借着各样的环境。
Through all the circumstances,
要叫他的荣耀能够从我们身上能够显出来。
So his glory can be manifested through us.
那我们知道，在启示录二十章那边给我们看见千年的国度，就是荣耀的千年国度。
So in the Revelation, we see that the kingdom in the thousand year, the millionaire.
对，那个就是荣耀教会在地上的显明。
That is the manifestation of the glorious church.
我们看见主要与他的众圣徒在地上作王掌权，直到永远。
We see that we reign with God as kings to forever and ever.
所以我们看见这是神今天在他荣耀教会中的那个心意。
We see this is the will of God in His in the glorious church.
那神在我们身上，在我们个人身上，他到底要做成什么呢？
So what does God want to do in each one of us?
江立兄在他最后一堂信息里面告诉我们。
In the last message of our brother Kang.
他说，神和羔羊是那将来新耶路撒冷的那个荣耀的光。
He said.God and the Lamb are the glorious light in the New Jerusalem.
到那一天，什么其他的光都不需要了。
On that day, there is no need of light.
因为整个新耶路撒冷都是被神和羔羊的荣耀的光所充满。
Because the whole Jerusalem was full of the glorious light of God.
这里就说到，到那一天，我们这些所有蒙耶稣宝血所洗净的人。
It talks about on that day, those who were washed by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们都被神制作到变成一个地步呢，我们都成为透明的。
To a point that we are all transparent.
姐妹，你知道这透明是什么意思吗？
What does that mean, transparent?
就像那透明的金晶一样。
It's、like a transparent pure gold.
所以我们看见神荣耀的光可以穿透我们这些蒙恩的人，能够照明在全地之间。
So the glorious of light of God can radiate from us.
所以今天我们看见，我们今天乃是像哥林多后书保罗所讲的。
Just like in the second Corinthians, Paul has said.
就是我们今天啊，是宝贝藏在瓦器里。
Today we have this treasure in the earthen vessel.
因为我们这个肉身。
Our this flesh.
因为我们还受这个肉体的影响和辖制。
We are still bounded by the flesh.
我们看见在我们里面虽然有这个荣耀的宝贝。
Although we have this treasure in us.
可是呢，它却不能怎么样，从一个透明的器皿发射出来。
It cannot radiate from a transparent vessel.
所以神必须要借着各样的环境。
So God through.All the circumstances
在不同的人身上
through different people
神要做成同样一件事情
God wanted to work out one thing
叫我们这个人的生命性情能够成为像他一样像透明的金晶
so our nature can become as transparent as him like a pure gold
好叫我们将来到了永世的新天新地新耶路撒冷的时候
so in the eternity in the new Jerusalem
姐妹我们不会太难受
We will not suffer.
你有想过吗？
Have you ever thought?
若你还带着一些污秽，
If you still have some uncleanness,
你还带着一些黑暗，
Some darkness,
你还带着一些不愿意人知道的事，
Some hidden things,
你将来到了新圣城新耶路撒冷的时候，
Until that day in the holy city, New Jerusalem,
你是会受不了的。
You will suffer.
因为一切都是透明。
Because everything is transparent.
一切都是被显明出来。
Everything is manifested.
所以今天神在我们身上就是要叫我们这个人这个器皿啊能够被神制作成为一个透明的器皿。
So today, God wanted to work on us to appoint that we can become the transparent vessels.
所以在我们平常的生活当中，神的荣耀能够借着我们这些透明的器皿能够彰显出来。
So in our daily lives, the glory of God can be manifested through those transparent vessels.
我就想到在初期教会那个属灵征战的猛烈。
I thought about in the beginning the fears of the spiritual wall.
当有一次保罗和希拉他们到了腓立比的时候。
One time when Paul and Silas when they come to Philippi.
我们看见他们在那里刚强有力的来见证耶稣基督的福音。
They were courageous and testify the gospel of God.
然后他们就被抓起来。
And they were arrested.
然后被打。
And they were beaten.
打得头全身都是伤。
They were bruised all over the body.
然后被关在监狱内监里面。
They were put to prison.
和其他的犯人关在一起。
They were locked in with the prisoners.
你们，我相信我们今天遭遇的环境还没有像他们当天那么艰难。
We know that we have not suffered those tribulations.
那神为什么允许他的仆人们，他忠心的仆人们遭遇那些事呢？
Why did God allow his faithful servants to suffer those things?
我们看见保罗和希拉在那里，在监牢里。
We see that when Paul and Silas when they were in a prison,
他们并没有唉声叹气。
They were not sad.
他们也没有埋怨神。
They did not complain.
说你为什么不保守我们，叫我们不要受这些苦害呢
？Why did God? Why did not God keep us and keep us away from those sufferings?
那姐妹，保罗和希拉在监狱里面，在这样一个艰难环境中，他们做什么呢
？What did they do during that difficult situations?
他们在深夜唱诗赞美神。
At night they praise and they give thanks to God.
我们看见在那里就有。神荣耀的光显明出来。
We see that the glorious light of God was manifested there.
地大震动。
And there was an earthquake.
囚犯的锁链都松开了。
The chains of the prisoners were loosed.
哇，我们觉得这已经是不得了了。
That is already amazing.
但更稀奇的事情。
But more amazingly.
却没有一个囚犯逃离开。
Not even one prisoner fled.
弟兄姐妹，为什么呢
？Why?
他们被神荣耀的光所吸引。
Because they were drawn by the glorious light of God.
他们看见在神荣耀光里面的自由，比在外面受罪恶捆绑的那个情况，他们更愿意选择继续留在监狱里。
They would rather choose the freedom in the glorious light of God instead of the being bounded in sin outside.
对，当然圣经没有给我们明显看见到底这些囚犯是不是都蒙恩信主了。
The Bible didn't tell us if those prisoners were saved.
但我们知道当神的荣耀显现的时候。
But we know when the glory of God were manifested.
有人信主了。
Someone were saved.
谁信主了呢？
Who?
禁足和他的全家。
The
jailer.
The jailer and his whole household.
弟兄姐妹，今天这也是神在我们身上工作的一个非常重要的原则。
This is one of the most principles that God is working on us.
当我们在一个神所允许的艰难环境里的时候
，When we are in a difficult situation that God has allowed，
如果我们在那里埋怨
，If we complain，
如果我们在那里怀疑
，If we doubt，
我们在那里跟神说：“神啊，你为什么不救我
？”If we complain to God that why did you not save me？
姐妹，神的荣耀就不能从你身上显出来。
The glory of God will not be manifest through you.
你周围的人啊，就没有能够因着看见神的荣耀而蒙恩得救。
People who are around you cannot see, cannot be saved because of you.
相反的。
On the contrary.
当我们愿意服在神大能的手下。
When we are willing to obey under God's hand.
我们能够在一切的事上来倚靠圣灵。
We wanted to rely on the Holy Spirit
in
everything to obey the Holy Spirit.
那就是在我们心里面运行的大力。
And by this power in us,
它可以充充足足的成就一切。
He can accomplish all things.
超过我们所求所想。
Beyond what we ask or think.
弟兄姐妹，在不多的日子。
And in this end time.
我何等盼望我们每一个蒙恩的弟兄姐妹们。
I hope each one of us who were saved by grace.
我们都能够这样子来学习，来操练，来顺从圣灵，来倚靠圣灵。
We can learn and practice how to obey the Holy Spirit to rely on
the Holy
Spirit.
就像哥林多一开始告诉我们的，靠着我们自己，我们是不可能活出荣耀教会的光景。
Just as our brother told us in the beginning, by our strength, we cannot live out this glorious.This glory.
但感谢赞美神。
But praise to God.
神能。
He is able.
神能。
He is able.
他能够照着在我们心里面的大力。
He can, according to the power inside of us.
充充足足的成就一切。
To accomplish everything.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给他。
And praise to Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们乃是在基督里面首先得着这一个荣耀盼望的人。
We are the one who first obtained this glorious hope.
姐妹，不要轻忽这样一个宝贵的救恩。
Do not be ignorant of this precious salvation.
叫我们能够在不久的日子。
So in this end time.
我们能够每一天来为主而活。
Every day we live for our Lord.
靠着主来叫他的荣耀得着称赞。
And by God to the praise of His glory.
好，那我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你所赐给我们是何等荣耀浩大的救恩。
How excellent and how great salvation that you have given to us.
主，求你在这末后的时候。
At this end time, Lord, we ask you.
你借着圣灵再来唤醒我们。
By the Holy Spirit, you awaken us.
主，叫我们不要再做沉睡的人。
And let us not sleep anymore.
叫我们都能够看见你心意中那个荣耀的教会的意象。
We can all see the vision of the glorious church in your heart.
叫我们能够忘记背后，努力面前。
Though we can forget those things behind and press on.
我们能够和我们的弟兄姐妹一同来奔跑那前面的道路。
So we can run this path with our brothers and sisters.
叫你的荣耀在我们这首先有盼望的人身上得着称颂。
And on those who first trusted in Christ and to should be praised to your glory.
愿颂赞荣耀都归给你。
Praise and thanksgiving to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.